Welcome to another episode of Demystifying Gay Porn. My name is Ike Grande, and if you watch gay porn, I've definitely helped to get off. And the gentleman I am interviewing today probably has helped to get off already, but if he hasn't and you don't know who he is yet, you will. This is a porn star, content creator, go-go boy, model, right?
Yeah.
Ben V, how are you?
I'm doing well, babe. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm very, very happy to like finally be able to sit down with you.
Yeah, same.
When I met you in California, I was like, oh, I totally want to talk to you. I want to be on air with you. So you are in New York now.
I am.
Yeah, you shot
some scenes. Visiting New York.
Yeah. You're visiting New York. You shot some scenes with Treasure Island.
Yes.
Right? We had some fun on Saturday.
Definitely.
But you're also here for work. You came here for...
I came out here with the Adonis Lounge. This is only my second time in New York, but every time I'm here, I just, it's work. It's client, club, another club, you know?
Yeah. So you're hustling. You're doing what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about your background, right? Let's talk about...
Yeah.
You're from California, born and raised?
Yes, born and raised, LA boy.
LA boy? What was it like growing up in LA, like in Hollywood, right? La La Land.
You know, I loved it. I feel very blessed. I total beach boy. Like, grew up doing like surfing trips in the summer with my family, you know, the like total California experience for sure. Yeah. It was great. I did move around. I wasn't like just specifically in LA, but like Southern California, LA, Orange County, Riverside.
When we spoke off air, we talked a little bit, well, both times actually, once in California, once here.
Mm-hmm.
Were you out? Were you gay growing up?
I mean, I came out at the age of 14.
Okay.
Came out to most of my family at the age of 14. My mom, I waited till 15, but.
Large family?
Yeah. And my parents are separated, so it was kind of easy to conceal it from her. And my family was very respectful and like didn't tell her without, you know, they let me be the ones to tell her.
You had mentioned you were on your own. Since you were 16.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that experience.
At the age of 16, I became homeless. There's some issues going on at home. And honestly, looking back, it was probably for the best. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today without it. You know, I wouldn't be who I am today without it. But I was homeless at the age of 16, couch surfing, sometimes living in a tent on the streets. And like the first like couple of years, it wasn't like too bad. I mean, like, I sold coke and weed and my body to like get by, you know. I did what I had to. It was a struggle bus. And around the age of 18, I picked up some bad habits, and that's when I started living in a tent in an abusive relationship. I've come a long way from that, though. I've lived many lives, that's for sure.
Yeah, so it made you a stronger person.
Oh, right? Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
You kind of supported yourself. You had to do what you had to do.
Yeah.
And you had some issues with addiction. You had some issues with stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Without having to delve too deep into like that psyche,
mm-hmm.
you know, what was that experience like? What was that like?
addiction, that part was rough, you know. It's come into play many times throughout my life. You know, I've had my relapses, and I've had, you know, I'm not a perfect person, but I'm doing my best. And it's been a while now, thankfully. I don't count days. I don't know how long exactly. If I start counting days, is when I start thinking about it more, and that's when the cravings come in. So like, I try to avoid all that. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Addiction was the beginning was rough, because like it was like I got into it, and then like I almost immediately got into like this really abusive relationship. I like was staying with a friend at the time, but because of this guy, I ended up like on the streets, living in a tent. No one wanted to like be friends with me anymore. Like my own family didn't even want me around. And like, I totally understand. Like I was a terrible person to be around at that time. I was like barely coming out of puberty, or no, still pretty much going through puberty. Okay. And, just very hormonal teenager on top of like a heavy meth addiction. Like,
okay, so meth.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I was trying to avoid getting into that, but no, like, no, yeah. But yeah, it's heavy meth addiction on top of like an already mentally unstable teenager is rough. My mood swings were terrible. I oftentimes got violent with people, but like,
Okay. Well, yeah. It's
something I've learned from, though. Especially I've gone through rehab twice. The first time was only about a month or so. The second time I did the full 6 months.
How long after your initial cleansing of yourself from drugs and stuff did you relapse? I'm curious.
Oh, it was almost immediately after, because I was still seeing the guy that I like was in the tent, living in the tent with. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I was still seeing him and trying to make things work out with him. And like, obviously, I wasn't gonna get clean if I had him around. Like,
so it had to be like a complete makeover of your life, if anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So how long after now that you're clean and sober, right? How long after that do you get into nightlife and go-go dancing? And did that come first, or did the porn come first? Unwrap all that.
Okay. So I actually didn't even start go-go dancing till about a year ago. Pride.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, Pride Month last year was my go-go debut.
And you were like, I can do this.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then I only started porn a few months before that. So I started porn in February of 2022.
Okay.
Literally 2 days before my 25th birthday. And then, yeah, a couple months later, I started doing the go-go gigs, and I always wanted to do that. Like, ever since I was in like high school, I always wanted to be a go-go dancer.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I was like, I was pretty in shape in school. I was in swim and I did track, and you know, like I had like,
you a knew.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I love to dance. I have a background in dance. Like, okay. Yeah, I have a background in jazz and hip hop. And, eventually like later, years later, I started taking a couple voguing classes as well. Like, but like I'm a dancer and I love to dance, and so like I always wanted to be a go-go dancer.
What's your background? I remember we spoke about it, but I can't remember. So you're
like my ethnic background? I'm Mexican Italian.
Yeah, yeah. What a great, I remember you saying that. I was like, oh, that's great mix. That's
definition of spicy white.
Yeah. You speak in Spanish?
No, not a lick. I am a second generation.
Okay, you got to learn enough to like defend yourself, though. Sometimes,
I know I can understand a lot of it, uh-huh. but like speaking it is difficult for mm-hmm. me. And like, even oftentimes, I'll be like, "Okay, wait, slow down."
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, I speak it fluently, and I'm always like, "Slow down." Depending on who you're speaking to, if you're speaking Mexican Spanish, is very different.
Oh yeah.
Cuban Spanish, very different.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's always different kinds of Spanish. Your father or your mother?
My father is Italian. My mom's Mexican.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's a great mix. I love that.
Thank you.
How did you come across porn?
So I have been doing sex work since I became homeless initially, as I mentioned earlier, at the age of 16. And it was like at first just a method of survival mm-hmm. for me. Later on in life, I did go through therapy and everything, and like I found a lot of power and strength in it. And then I want to say when I was like 23 years old, I started an OnlyFans page because, like, the pandemic happened, you know? And, like, sex work became, like, in-person sex work became very difficult. And then about a year later, I got hit up by Micah Martinez. Shout out, Micah. That's my porn daddy. on Twitter, asking me if I'd be interested in filming, a studio scene. And he helped book that for me. And my debut was with Blacks on Boys. My scene partner was amazing. He's this beautiful man. His name's JJ Lakes.
JJ Lakes.
Yeah.
Based in Vegas?
No. I think he's based in somewhere in Texas. I could be wrong.
But the shoot, did you have to?
Oh yeah, the shoot was in Vegas. The shoot was in Vegas. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yeah.
I'm assuming because of your background, in sex work, you are a great performer.
Yeah. No. Definitely. And like. I mean, as a kid, I took like acting and like I was with this like acting and modeling agency that like they like had us do like these weekly courses and everything. It was a lot of fun. So like acting is like something that I'm comfortable with. Although like at the time of my debut, I hadn't done any acting in like years. Mm. So, and they just threw me right into it. They're like, okay, we need you to give a 2-minute dialogue of what's going to happen. It hasn't happened yet, but we need you. Yeah. A 2-minute dialogue talking about the scene, describing the scene essentially. And 2 minutes is a lot of time up. Especially when you talk like as fast as I do. We had to do like 30 takes of that because they wanted it to be one smooth take. It was difficult, but now I feel like I could do that very comfortably. Mm. I love the acting part of porn now. Yeah.
So you've worked at a lot of studios.
You've done definitely.
A lot of
work.
You're doing a lot of scene-driven stuff.
Yeah.
What has been one of your most favorite experiences so far?
Okay, so actually, just today, I had this Gossip Girl parody video come out with Noir Mail, or it didn't come out yet, but the trailer came out. Yeah, and it's called Rumor Guy. That was a lot of fun because I my character is like the Blair of the show and it was a lot of fun to really play up to that because I'm a huge Gossip Girl fan. So like I like stepped into that real easily.
It's a very nice trailer. What you were showing.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you.
Yeah. What I think people will find when they're watching your stuff, you come off really well on camera. Not just acting, which is cool. That's really good. But your presence is really good on camera.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem. It's not... You know, it's out there.
Yeah.
But the thing is it's few and far between. It doesn't, you know, that's why when you said you were coming here, I was like, oh shit, I'm going to put some seats together, you know, like let's make this happen.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah. you have a good heart.
Thank you so much.
So, what else? What can we expect from you? What are you doing?
Oh God, I've got a lot coming up. I've got a lot of studio work coming up, studios of like bucket list studios. So
okay, who are you over the top two? Can I ask?
Men.com and okay. Then I can't remember what.
I just met somebody that does production assistant for Men.com.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
right. Well, you can talk.
Okay. Okay.
If I could help, yeah.
Why not? Hell yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, yeah. Men.com and what? God, they're overseas. They're in Spain? I think they're in Spain. Tim Tales.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was just going to ask. Yeah. So Tim Kruger.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because like I always mix up Treasure Island Media because it's Tim.
Tim.
The acronym is Tim. Yeah. Like
Treasure Island was like, what's that all about? Tim Tales, right? All right. So when people want to find Ben V, yeah. Right, where do they go?
Like online?
Online. Give me everything.
Rentmen? No. No, I am there. But
no shame. No shame.
But you can find me on Twitter at BadBoyBenV or Instagram. Oh, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. It's the same across all platforms. Mm-hmm. BadBoyBenV. That's BadBoyBenV.
All right, cool. I look forward to seeing more of your work. I look forward to working with you more, especially.
Yes, very much same.
Yeah, but next time you come to New York, you have to come and just experience it.
Yeah, definitely. It's really difficult when I travel to like actually like get out of the hotel for anything other than work or like food, but
yeah, I know.
But like I need to like start extending my trips or making prolonged trips or setting aside time.
No,
like,
no, you do just for yourself. You need to be able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Cause like I've really only seen like Hell's Kitchen and
there's so
and
much more.
Like a little part of Brooklyn.
It's adorable, but there's so much more. There's so much more to do. You need some of the nature that's actually here.
I did go to Central Park for a little bit.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Right.
So you hung out for a bit.
Yeah. my first time out here, I just a couple weeks ago, I went to Central Park because I made a whole like film for OnlyFans.
That is out now.
It's gonna be pay-per-view because it's a four-scene film. We got B-roll and everything. Me walking through the city, walking through Times Square, walking through Central Park. Like, yeah, it'll be dope. I can't wait for people to see it.
Right, sweet. All right, go get some rest. Go do your thing.
Again, thank you, baby.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this.
Thank you.
All right.
You've been watching Demystifying Gay Porn. I am your host, Ike Grande. Demystifying Gay Porn is available wherever you get your podcasts, as well as YouTube. Demystifying Gay Porn is on X, Instagram, Facebook, Telegram. And if you like what you're watching or listening to and want to be a part of the creative process, head over to patreon.com/demystifyinggayporn, where you can help support this audiovisual podcast and YouTube channel, and I can continue making content like you've just enjoyed. Once again, this is Demystifying Gay Porn. My name is Ike Grande, and if you watch gay porn, I've definitely helped you get off. Cheers.